pet, pet. Two best friends who love to chat. Oh, what it's like to be an ant. Those who pant. Those who ant.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Those Who Ant, the podcast that helps you see the world through ant-colored glasses. I gotta say, before we start, I am so excited. This is the first time you and I have been in the same goddamn room to record this thing together. So I'm so excited.
I love the soap in the bathroom.
Thank you very much. Oh, gosh. It's been so long. I'm Auntie Mags.
I'm Aunt Pat.
And Pat, how are you doing?
I'm very upset, but I do feel empowered to make changes.
Okay, tell me what that means.
Well, we received, you know, a lot of times at the end of the podcast, you'll see, like, they will ask you, like, hey, rate, review, and subscribe, and whatever. And most of you don't, and that's fine because we're all individuals. But someone did take it upon themselves to give us a one-star review, which took us from a 5.0 to a 4.9. And I'm going to say this. I hope that person has an accident. And I don't mean...
You mean like goes to the bathroom on themselves?
You know what? Yeah. Let's go with that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think they didn't leave any comment, right? It was just like...
No. They took the coward's way out.
Uh-huh.
Now, what could have happened, I suppose, is someone's hand slipped. Or, like, you know when you're not familiar with a rating system?
Yeah, and you think one is the best?
Yes. Like, this is number one. It's not number five. But I'm not sure if that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm equally as mad, and I hope that person has an accident. Because I don't know... You have to learn a lesson either way.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, who would do that?
I don't know. I have ideas.
Yeah, I have some ideas myself.
Yeah, I really do. And I'm going to tell you, you know, a lesson, a life lesson might be you're not for everybody. And I've been told that by many people from different walks of life.
Yeah.
You're not for everybody.
You know what also? You're an acquired taste.
Oh, I've gotten that before.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
I've gotten people just taking one glance at me and walking off. Also.
I've gotten that as well. You know, you know who I think it is?
Okay. I don't.
Ron. I think it was Ron.
Oh my God. I didn't even think about that. You know why though? Because he doesn't like things.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, you know, I'm talking directly to the audience now.
Oh my God. Have we ever done, we've done it. Yeah, we've done it a couple times.
I guess in general, this
we've
is
told
what
people
this is
who could see themselves out of the podcast we've talked to.
Absolutely.
Them.
Oh, that's right. But I am speaking now to some people who maybe listen to this, and I don't think this is you who's currently listening to this. But you guys know someone in your life where they're like, the person doesn't like things.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't like so much of being alive.
Yeah.
It really bums them out.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think it's either Ron, I think it would be a miracle if you listen to a podcast, honestly. And he told me once, your voice gives me like nightmares. He said that one time to me.
Now, was this before the breakup or was this after?
This was our honeymoon. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He said, and you know how sometimes people smile and you think, are you joking? And it turns out he wasn't joking at all. He wanted to kind of tell me and just kind of like float the idea that maybe there was a way. What's that movie with that woman who's British? And she's feeding the birds.
Mary Poppins.
Yes.
You know what's gonna make you laugh? I was gonna guess Mary Poppins, no matter what it was.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
We're synced up all of a sudden already.
Yeah, that's my go-to British, you know.
Yeah. So you remember in that movie how that man makes her change her voice?
Which part? Where?
He finds her on the street and she's like feeding the birds, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if they were her pets or...
Are you thinking of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York?
Am I?
I don't know, because I don't remember Mary Poppins changing a voice.
Well, remember, she starts off with like, oi-bitch-oi-bitch-oi. Remember? And then this man is coming out of something. He's tall. Oh, he looks like Harvey Korman. So he comes out and he catches her with her oopy-doopy language.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, I'm going to fix her, right? Which is, I mean, hello, that's the patriarchy, I guess, right? But he does fix her. But everyone feels really good about it. Do you remember this?
I don't.
She's dirty, like her face is dirty. Wait, what, is that Mary Poppins?
I thought I knew Mary Poppins inside and out because I love that movie so much.
Remember, she's a chimney sweep and
she's not a chimney sweep.
And this one she is. And she loves birds.
Are you thinking of the song that she sings about the woman? You know, where she says, early each day to the steps of St. Paul, a little old burr woman comes.
Oh, that's the, what I'm talking
about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She tells, okay, so, you know, they're watching it in the globe, that they're watching it in a little snow globe, and Mary Poppins is trying to get the kids to sleep. Mm-hmm. Or, no, she's trying to teach them a lesson about having a bad dad. And so she sings Feed the Birds. All it takes is tuppence from you.
Maybe what I saw was a prequel to that, because... Yeah, or maybe like there was a sequel that's inside the snow globe or whatever. But
In Mary Poppins Returns, they do some weird stuff.
Maybe that was it.
I saw it once. I will never see it again. No offense to, what is her name?
Oh, Jennifer.
She's married to John Krampansky.
Oh, Jennifer, I want to say Convertibles, but I know that's not it. But I know who you're talking about, you know. But basically with Ron, I felt like, you know, he said that to me. You know, he said it and it seemed like a joke, but then I found out that it wasn't. And then it's kind of been on my mind, to be honest with you, for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not something that goes away when your brand new husband on the night of your, was it the first night of marriage?
Oh, yeah, our honeymoon.
Yeah, well,
oh,
I mean...
No, it was the night, because we only did the one night.
Oh, right. Didn't you guys go to Niagara Falls?
We got partially to Niagara Falls. We didn't even get to the Canadian side.
What?
Canadian side.
No, I mean, I understood, but that was me being shocked.
Yeah, we didn't get there. He didn't bring his passport, and I said, we don't need it. And he said, I do.
Why?
Because he knew. Because... I guess he's on a list, because he used to go to that casino over there all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Windsor.
Oh, that seems familiar. That bird lady. All right. By the end of this, I will know.
Well, it's going to come together. It always does. You know, the pieces, they always come together in the end.
They usually do, or else we just live with not knowing.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is, look, someone gave us one star. They're probably gone. You know, they're probably gone forever. They're not going to be able to listen to this. But for everyone else listening to this, look... I think Megs and I do a really good job of acknowledging the fact that we're not for everybody.
Yeah.
We don't know
what we're doing.
We absolutely not.
We've never pretended to be a popular podcast. We've never said, "Hey, you know what? The sound quality's good on this."
No.
We've never once said that.
Oh no. No. I feel like I just want people to know that one, please don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if, like, Megs is such a wonderful person. We just don't have a lot going on.
Yeah.
So if you don't like it, what you could also do is leave us alone.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's my theory. I don't even think the person listened. I think Ron found a way to get onto iTunes.
Oh.
And just dropped a 1-star rating just to F with us.
Oh. I didn't even know that was a thing. Mm-hmm. I thought it was like, if you listen to the whole thing...
Then you can make...
Because it doesn't seem fair. So what, I could just go on iTunes?
Yeah.
And I could just, hither and yon, you know, by judging by the artwork, I could say, 1-star, 1-star. You know,
mm-hmm.
I would never do that.
Well, I don't think you would, and I don't know a lot of people that would. I know a lot of men that would.
Oh. See...
Angry incels.
Right.
You know?
Maybe that's what happened. Because we have mentioned that we don't care for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a lot of, we have opinions. What am I going to do, not have an opinion?
Right.
So, I mean, I really think the takeaway is, look, if you don't like it, that's fine. Let's part ways.
Yeah.
You stranger on the internet.
You know you have the option of not saying something.
It's always not, people always tell me that too.
Yeah.
You could just not say it.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I realize that's hard advice to take because I very rarely take that advice.
Right.
But in this instance, I'm going to ask for you too. But I would also, I'm going to make another big ask.
Go.
Okay.
Can people rate us a 6 to undo that 1?
They should, if you can't, would you please write to iTunes and say that, that, you know, I would like to undo the injustice that was perpetrated on these two women.
Yeah. Listen, 43 people before this jackass.
Yeah, right.
Thought we were perfect.
Yeah.
I can only assume they're ants. I can only assume this 1-star was a funkle named Ron.
Right.
But, you know, okay, what were you going to say, though? You were going to say something else.
Well, yours was better because yours involves righting the wrong. But mine kind of does, too, which is if you've been listening to this and you've ever in the past was like, oh, I've gotten some good knowledge from this,
mm-hmm.
or I've nodded my head, or it's just I have it on in the background as a way to fall asleep, and you've gotten something out of it,
mm-hmm.
feel free to give us a review.
Yeah.
And to say, oh, I enjoyed it or whatever, because in the end it benefits us. Now, monetarily, no, because we would have to,
I would go so far as to say nothing benefits us monetarily.
Oh, yeah.
Across the board.
If anything, almost every decision I make is killing me financially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's a little selfish plea at the beginning, just to let people know where we're at and all that. And again, if mm-hmm. you're listening to this and you hate it, you hate my voice because you're Ron or Ron adjacent.
Well, yeah, any one of my too many exes, to be honest.
Exactly. Then you know what? You can just turn it off.
Turn it off.
Go find Joe Reagan.
Yeah, find Joe Reagan and see if he can give you what you need, because you're not going to get it from us.
I'm sorry, but we can't. No. We obviously cannot. Okay, well, that was my housekeeping. I just wanted to get it out there. It hurt my feelings. I've bounced back somewhat, you know, mm-hmm. et cetera, whatnot. But I'm putting it out there. You know, you got to be upfront.
Yeah.
You got to say what you need, right? That's mm-hmm. a therapist thing. Okay.
Yeah. And this was something we were talking about offline, is you train people how to treat you.
Oh, my God.
So we need to train people mm-hmm. to leave us 5-star reviews and subscribe and rate and, you know, whatever exactly. to this podcast.
We are our own Caesar Milan.
Who is that? The jog guy.
He is.
Yeah.
He is sexy.
Yeah, he does it for you?
He has a really interesting, like when I imagine him in my mind's eye, he has really interesting hair coloring. Mm-hmm. Like in my mind's eye.
But you Wait, remember, have you never seen him?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm picturing a man named Caesar Milan.
Okay, because I was wondering why you were picturing him in your mind's eye and not just recalling an image of him that you've seen and know what he looks like.
I can't recall anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, but in my mind's eye, you know, he just is. He remember those? What were those little creatures that were like monkeys?
Furbies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like that when we were kids, or when the kids were kids. You know, they had little. There was a little cartoon show.
Munchies.
That's exactly what
is I was it really?
Because I wanted to say Munchkins, but those are the donut holes.
Yeah. Oh God, I am a little hungry.
Yeah. Well, after this, we'll. But
you remember that Munchie? That was it. That was the theme song. Oh so soft that. And cuddly. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't. Okay. Well, that didn't make it. That didn't make the.
It didn't lodge itself in the. Yeah.
No. Mm-mm, no. But anyway, that's what it kind of reminds me of. He just mm-hmm. has a really gentle way about him, I guess.
So when you imagine the dog whisperer, it's as a Munchie?
Yeah, because that's how I see him. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I could see it. Yeah, no. I could see that. By the way, if you were listening to this and you thought, oh boy, a human being that looks like one of those cartoon monkeys, how hideous, you could see yourself out of this podcast. Because we don't judge people for how they look here unless they're Ron.
Right, exactly. I guess I just, maybe it was his hairline that something felt reminiscent, not in a bad way.
Actually, yeah, that does make a lot of sense.
Okay.
Yeah, that does.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say, you know, today's kind of special because we don't have a guest.
Yeah.
You know, it's just you and I. It's mm-hmm. special in a lot of ways. We're in person. We don't mm-hmm. have a guest. But also, this is coming on the heels of something we really want to talk about. Because I feel like maybe we did the Lord's work or something.
Yeah.
Bringing this to the fore.
Now, I in no way want to take credit for this person's successes because I think this is what you were talking about, right? We're going to talk about Jean Smart, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. We just finished watching the finale of Hex, which is the show that I don't know if you guys remember this. I came in so excited about one day because we learned that Jean Smart was in a new HBO comedy. And we talked about it. We got excited. Look, I have goosebumps again. So Pat and I just finished watching it. I still have tears in my eyes. What can't that woman do?
Truly. And she is as tall as a man.
She is as tall as a man. She's as tall as a tall-ish man.
Yes, she really is.
Yeah.
And she's beautiful mm-hmm. and all that. Oh, wow. I mean, the show, yes, we're going to talk about this program. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I've always wanted to do this.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've never, because I'm always the last one to see things.
Yeah, we've never been on the cutting edge. Ever. We've never been ahead of the fray? The fray?
Yeah.
We've never been.
No.
This is the one time that I think we got in really early on the ground floor, and now we're getting off.
I got off. Yeah. Definitely. Just the, her clothes, those loose, she's wearing very loose tops.
If caftans were somehow pantsuits, that's what she's wearing.
I mean, in that weather, you have to dress like that. Yeah. And I mean, it's just impeccable. And exactly, I've said this before, my favorite kind of clothing is where it's so loose, it can barely touch your body. It's mm-hmm. hanging on your shoulders alone. It can't touch you.
Yeah.
She looks so confident and so relaxed wearing that. Ugh.
And the vulnerability. that she has shown. Mm-hmm. She shows herself without makeup.
Yeah.
There's a spoiler. There's a sex scene.
Right.
Yeah. There's she is putting it all out there.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and God bless that little one, too. The young one, the new one. God bless her.
Yeah, I don't know anything about her.
Mm-mm.
You know, and she's fantastic, but I just can't care that much because she's so young. Because
mm-hmm.
every time she has a problem, I'm like, wait 5 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And again, oh, that might be someone who doesn't like the podcast who's like, I'm 25. You know what? Good for you. You don't have to like this. Wait 5 years, come back.
Yeah. Here's the thing about you. If you're 25 and you're listening to this and you love us, thank you. If you're
so nice.
Yeah.
It
we
really
love
is.
You.
We love you so much.
And that means a lot to us.
It definitely does. Tell your friends. Tell your little friends who you scoot around with. Everyone's, I don't know what they do.
They scoot. They're scooting.
They're on scooters.
Yeah.
Why are those back?
I don't know. And now they're motorized and everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, you remember growing up where, like, I don't know, about I'm assuming my first bike was pulled from a dumpster. That's a very true story. My grandfather, we had no money. My grandfather used to go hunting for trash. So my very first bike was a 10-speed, a yellow 10-speed that he literally pulled out of a dumpster. And if God forbid, I had been riding my bike
mm-hmm.
and I left that dumpster bike outside overnight, oh my goodness, did I get in trouble. And here's the thing I'm amazed by. These kids are riding these motorized scooters and you just leave them. You just leave them wherever.
I saw one in a tree.
How did it get up there? Those are heavy.
It must have been a terrible accident.
Yeah.
I looked for blood. I didn't find any. But you know, it just, that's all to say, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Look, whatever you're doing. And if you like the podcast, that's fantastic. Actually, and I'd love to know what you like about it.
Yeah, do us a favor. Shoot us an email, thosewhoant@gmail.com. If you have any info on a potential threesome.
Right.
Or if you want to tell us what you like about this podcast so we can keep doing that. Because we don't want to get those one-star ratings. And I'm not saying that we're doing this for the haters. We're not. We're doing this for the lovers. Because we want to keep going. Nobody is encouraging us to keep going. And also nobody notices us to tell us to stop.
Right.
But, you know, we want to keep doing it because it makes us happy.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're just doing it out of like a real deep desire to help a couple strangers. And if that's the case, God love you. We need mm-hmm. more people like you, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So you could just put an email. You could say, I'm doing it just to, you know, you sound like you might be in trouble mentally or spiritually, and I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah. Did you know, Pat, that some podcasts have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of listeners?
Well, okay, I'm going to say something about that.
Yeah.
One, I didn't know that that was even possible.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was kind of like a penny, take a penny, leave a penny.
Mm-hmm.
That stresses me out, the idea of that, because isn't that how people get, you know, oh gosh.
Like Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan. Because didn't that make all his, didn't that make him shorter or something?
I don't know if it made him shorter, but it definitely made him more bad.
Yeah. I don't, because I don't want, I would prefer not everything I say to be dissected to death. But I also don't want to, you know how sometimes, I haven't listened to another podcast, but what I've heard is the fact that, you know, you have to sell things. You have to sell slacks and you have to sell stamps.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do that. Although, we could do that.
I mean, you know what would be perfect for us? Caftans. If there is a caftan company listening to this, or if you're related to a caftan company.
Yeah, if you could somehow figure out how to send this podcast to other people,
oh.
Send it to a caftan company, or if I'm being honest, some sort of softball store for me. If you, you know, I love to watch it. Oh God, Women's College World Series. That was this past week.
Oh, is that right?
Oh my God, what a life. What a life.
So they just let the women play the whole game?
Yeah, they get to play the whole game. They get to play several.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it was like one of those things where at halftime you get to try a three-pointer and then you win money.
Yeah, they sometimes let women do that at real games. But this was like a, not to say that the Women's College World Series wasn't a real game. I'm saying like a professional basketball game, sometimes women will get to do things.
Oh, this is like that movie where, what is her name? Oh, God.
Shelley Duvall?
Yes, Shelley Duvall. It's wartime. And all the men have been, I guess, exterminated. And they have to bring the women in to play.
What movie is that? And why can I only think of two Shelley Duvall movies? Popeye and The Shining.
Okay. I'm not sure if it's those, because this one was, oh, they ended up having to wear little skirts.
Oh, you're talking about A League of Their Own.
Is that what? Yeah, where they play.
That's one
softball.
Of my. Yeah, that's one of my favorite movies of all time. They play baseball. They play actual baseball.
No, but they let them do that because mm-hmm. all the men are dead. Is that mm-hmm. right?
Kind of. Okay. Many men are dead. Yeah, they go off to war.
Imagine
yeah.
the opportunities. Now, of course, now here's, okay, when I say things like this out loud, I'm like, okay, maybe someone did give us a one star. But imagine if all the men were dead. Imagine they're all gone.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I guess now we have to let a woman do it. It says the one surviving man.
Yeah. And he's like the big guy. He's in charge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's giant.
Yeah.
Right. And he's in charge. He thinks he is. Little does he know. But right. we don't want to tell him because that's what women do. Women just like, let mm-hmm. him think it.
Yeah.
Let him think it. Before you know it, it's 9 to 5. Dabney Coleman's all tied up.
Yeah. And he's in that room. And then Jane Fonda, remember her creep ex-husband who cheated on her?
Yes.
And then he snoops. And then yeah. she says that I do. Yes, I do M&Ms. Because he thinks she's doing S&M stuff because he sees Dabney Coleman all tied up in that leather stuff with the chains.
That's right.
And that's her cover. She says, I do M&Ms.
Ugh, I love Dabney Coleman.
And I love M&Ms.
Ugh, what a film.
That movie is so good and fun.
It really is.
And it still holds up because, I hate to break it to you, women still don't get an equal shake.
That's the truth. Plus those hairdos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, take me back to, because right now it's not like really about teasing and hairspray and everything. But that felt so good to have a ritual, And it did feel like a helmet.
Yeah.
Protect yourself out in the big world.
Yeah, I mean, that, all the more reason, if you're going to wear that hair, you can ride one of those scooters and not feel like you're in danger.
Exactly, exactly. I like when you used to see, someone, they'd scratch, the scalp, but they could use, a pencil.
Oh, yeah, they had to reach through.
Yeah, they had to just pierce the mm-hmm. membrane that was, the hairspray part of the hair.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Now it's all middle parts or side parts, and it's like you have to let your hair be its natural thing.
Right.
Ugh. Yeah. I miss it. I miss the idea of, making yourself bigger. Because now it's like you got to make yourself smaller.
You have to be so small.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I feel like the what do you call it? The taste now is just be so small that people might just hear your voice and where's that voice coming from?
Yeah, you have to almost constantly now be just a disembodied voice.
Yeah. Right. And then even when they hear your voice, they're like, hard pass.
Right.
Right.
Some people with us.
Right.
Other people maybe don't get that treatment, but with us, it's like that.
We can only speak from our own experiences,
I do know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That caused something.
It really did because, I keep thinking, and it touched something deep inside of me, this one star, and I'm going to tell you what it is. I always try to I'm sure you can relate to this, Megs. So much of your life, you're young, you spend trying to please everybody else. You're really trying, is this okay? Is that all right? Do you love me? Do you like me? Do you respect me? Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you get a little bit older and you think, I didn't really need all that anyway. Mm-hmm. I getting older, a little bit of the silver lining is you get more comfortable with yourself.
Mm.
So I think I'm trying.
I'm still waiting for that one.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I mean, I'm trying. Mm-hmm. The fact that I'm even saying all the things I think out loud is really wild.
Yeah.
Because normally you keep that inside.
I love that you don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think that's what makes this so much fun.
Right.
Because, with the two of us in the world.
Yeah.
Not seen.
Right.
And people don't want to hear us.
Yes.
But in this world, mm-hmm. in this room, for the first time that we're in this room together doing this.
So wild.
We're looking at each other, right across.
It's really, I feel like I might be at, a prison.
It does feel, it has a prison vibe to it because we're sitting at a desk and we're sharing one microphone right now.
Yeah.
Because to be honest with you, we've never done this in person. We don't know how to do two microphones.
Yeah.
So if somebody is listening and they know how to do two microphones on one recording, because we've never done this off of Zoom.
No, ever.
Give us a call. Yeah, give us a call.
Call us.
We got to get a number.
Okay, when we get a phone number, we'll say it out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But right now, email us, thosewhoant@gmail.com. Teach us how to do this two microphone thing because we're going to have to figure it out. Oh my God, someday we're going to have to do three or four when we have guests.
I don't know. Well, I guess we're going to have to cross that bridge
mm-hmm.
when we come to it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you were in prison, what would you want me to bring you?
Oh, a Coca-Cola Classic in a glass bottle.
Okay.
And where am I? Regionally, if I'm in the East Coast, mm-hmm. I want a piece of pizza. If I'm near Boston, I want Regina's pizza.
Okay.
If I'm near like anywhere near Cleveland, I want Guido's pizza.
All right.
If I'm in Los Angeles,
yeah.
bring me Prime Pizza. You know they got the sweetest owner.
Oh. I think I've heard you talk about him before.
Yeah.
What a doll.
Yeah, he's a real doll.
Rob.
Yeah, his name's Rob. If I'm in Chicago,
yeah.
you can bring me two different types of pizzas
right.
and only two.
Okay.
Three.
Okay.
Cafe Luigi.
All right.
Which I love.
Yeah.
But if you want to bring me deep dish, Malnati's.
Uh-huh.
Or.
Yeah.
I think you know this one.
Bequads.
Yeah. Bequads. Yeah.
Oh, I love that one. Oh.
That right. one's your favorite one, isn't it? Isn't
it's
it?
My favorite.
Yeah.
I love it. And the mascot, which I didn't know restaurants could have.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not true because a big boy.
Yeah, Big Boy's got one. Burger King's got one.
Oh, I guess they do have them, don't they?
Oh, can I say something I just learned about Burger King that
yeah.
I love?
Yeah.
You know, right now it's Pride Month. And by the way, if you're listening to this, we love you.
Love
we
you
support
so
you.
I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you for being exactly who you are because that's exactly who you should be.
And that's exactly who we love.
Yes.
And if your family doesn't accept you, you already knew you had two aunts
right.
that love you and accept you no matter what.
I'll send you $5.
We will
write to us and
yeah.
say, you know, this is my first Pride Month or, you know, however you're experiencing Pride Month. Now, that $5 is going to run out fast. So if you don't get it, just know that I ran out of those
yeah.
the $5.
That means we have so many LGBTQIA plus listeners that we ran out of $5.
That's right.
But we're willing to run ourselves dry for you.
That's fine.
Also, if this is a Pride and you're not able to be out, that's okay.
That's
you stay
fine.
In until it's safe for you, until you feel like you're
I'll
all right.
We'll come get you.
We'll come get you. We'll pick you up.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Yeah. If you're waiting to come out because you're waiting for two women to come to your home
yeah.
and get you, send us an email with your address and we will come take you out.
Yeah.
That sounds like violent. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Not like the my family, Italian, take you out.
Right.
It's like, it's more like the, you know, that Carole King song, the one that's like, you just call out my name.
Oh.
And you know, is that James Taylor? Did she write it? I'll come running.
Oh, let the river run.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, Burger King right now during Pride Month.
Okay.
Because you know how Chick-fil-A is bad?
Oh, no.
Oh, Chick-fil-A is so bad.
All right. Now, why are they bad?
Okay, Chick-fil-A, they donate millions and millions of dollars to anti-LGBT, to like conversion therapy. They'll donate money overseas to the overseas version of like Focus on the Family or like, you know, like Fred Phelps bullshit, you know, they're bad. And their CEO and owner, I think his name is Kathy, it's something Kathy, and he is like a raging homophobe. So he donates a ton of money to anti-LGBT, to conversion therapies, to help get laws passed that criminalize being gay or trans or anything. So Burger King, anytime you buy during Pride Month, their whatever chicken, I think it's called chicken sandwich.
Okay.
Because they're trolling the hell out of Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh.
If you buy Burger King's chicken sandwich, they're donating 40 cents from every purchase to like the Trevor Project or something, or the Human Rights Campaign. It's like they're doing something real cool. So don't go to Chick-fil-A, go to Burger King.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. And also, this person, you know, I have to ask, really.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a confusing part of human nature
yeah.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you care so much that you got to spend all your money
yeah.
trying to tell people what to do? Now, a lot of people, the people that are listening to this, you know, you're probably nodding your head and thinking, you're preaching to the choir. Well,
yeah.
you know what? It's a great month to preach to the choir.
Yeah.
And to say, you know what? Live and let live.
Mm-hmm.
Truly,
mm-hmm.
if no one's hurting you and they want to do what they love, let them alone.
Yeah.
Or even celebrate the miracle that is people being different.
Yeah. I want to say something. When I was first learning about my aunt's sexuality.
Right.
There were two people in my life who, without question, supported me immediately. One of them was you, Pat,
yeah.
and one of them was Carol Doyle.
Oh, the woman with the mattress.
Yep, she is. You know, we talk about how much we love her. Carol Doyle told me, if your family isn't okay with you being asexual, then you are my daughter now. And so I just want you to know that, you know, on this Pride Month, there's nobody I value more in my life than you and Carol Doyle. Oh, wow. And also my own family and other friends of and everything. Course. Yeah, I love everybody, but yeah.
That is so nice. Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I just really, you know how the rainbow mm-hmm. is the thing? It does. That's what it feels like to me. If we were all the same, excuse me, how boring.
Yeah, it'd be so boring.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, especially when I look at people who are, like, homophobic or whatever. But they, like, have got tons of shoes. Or they're like, we're going on a different trip, etc.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You know what? How can you be both things? Like, don't you want people to be, I don't know, just a little bit different?
Yeah.
We all have different stories. Because you know what I love? I love, speaking of hacks, right?
We got to get back to that, too.
Oh, absolutely. The young woman on the show, right? She's, you know, she likes who she likes.
Yeah.
And I like watching that because I'm like, that's so, you know, it's empowering.
Yep.
To like what you like and to do what you like. And I just find it really useful. And boy, is the world changing fast or what? In mm-hmm. a good way. In some ways, we're hurtling towards our own extinction.
Yeah.
But in another way, right, seeing two women
mm-hmm.
In a relationship on TV, like it becoming normalized
yeah.
is so great. Because, you know, like 10 or 15 years ago, you know, it would have been like, oh, is this, excuse me, did I put on Skinamax?
Yeah. And that's the thing, too. And, you know, there's bi erasure and there's lesbian erasure. There are tons of gay spaces. There's tons of spaces for gay men. And God bless them. I love them. They deserve their own spaces
and
they deserve safe spaces. But lesbian spaces.
Bar.
Yes. Lesbian spaces are being erased. Did you know there's no lesbian bars in San Francisco? Doesn't that seem like it shouldn't be true?
That doesn't seem like it would be possible.
Mm-hmm. But it is.
That's really unusual.
Yeah, the lesbian spaces are disappearing very, very quickly. So to see women represented in a way that's not for the male gaze, to see women represented in a way that shows them as versatile and mm-hmm. open-minded and loving human beings.
Right.
I love it. I love it. Yet another reason that Hacks is...
Oh, it's just phenomenal. You know, I was thinking watching it too, that, so, you know, the cast really is driven by people who identify as women.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about one of our favorite characters. I don't know her name. I feel awful, but she's the poker. She's the personal poker teacher.
Oh, I think her name on the show is Kiki.
She is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I wish she was here with us right now.
Yeah.
I'd say, you're brilliant. Mm-hmm. You're hilarious.
You add so many syllables to words.
What a brilliant actress.
Mm-hmm.
It is just a real, it's so fun. And you know what I don't miss? Now, normally, you know, again, because of the patriarchy or whatever, you know, I would be missing, where is the tall white man who's going to come in and tell everybody their business and
yeah.
everything? No, not normally, and I'm just admitting this about myself, I'd be like, I miss that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Because you know who the big tall man is on the show?
Jean Smart,
who's a woman,
mm-hmm.
and we all know it, but yes, I hope what I said doesn't
Is that who you were going to say? Did I fill in the blank
no,
with the wrong name?
No, you were exactly right, but then I thought, that sounds kind of funny, it sounds kind of misogynistic to say...
That she's the man.
Well, yeah, that it would be like, oh, that's who I've put into the man category, but again,
yeah.
I'm just being very honest about how I feel, because she's kind of the boss, and again, I've got this residual stuff around tall white men where I just do what they ask of me.
Yeah. It's a thing where I know this about myself is when somebody who is like, looks like they're powerful, and is a white man speaks, I want to like sit up straight and fold my hands neatly in my lap. And I shouldn't do that anymore.
Right?
I've been pushing back on that. I think we both have. I'm proud of us for that.
That's very smart.
Yeah. Cause I think we have, I really do. And you know, people say like, you know, what's the one where you hate men? It's not misanthropic. It's
I didn't know there was a word for that. Cause
yeah, it's like misandry, misandry,
ain't misbehaving.
It might be ain't misbehaving.
Cause that sounds familiar to me. Is
yeah,
that a show about it, maybe.
Maybe, but anyways. So people say like, oh, you hate men, right?
Okay.
No, we don't. We don't hate the good ones. There's a bunch of good men that listen to this podcast.
Oh, yeah. We really do. Now, those folks,
mm-hmm.
we got to hang on to them.
Yeah.
I have only good things for those guys because they really are kind and they're sweet. And you know what? A lot of the nice guys who listen to this, they also check in. They'll drop us a little line.
Yeah.
And I just feel very, it makes me feel very happy. That's no pressure on the rest of you. But man, it lights up my day to get a piece of email from like a Channing. Oh,
a Channing,
God.
A Zach.
A Zach.
A Tom.
I'm telling you.
A Michael.
It is such it just brightens my day. And mm-hmm. And you know what? In a world that sometimes feels a little scary, it's nice to know that there are good ones out there, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A Brian. Sometimes Feffrey will still write in.
Occasionally. Yeah.
Yeah. That look one's at, not as...
Yeah, he's...
But so Hex is yeah. done in a way that makes me want to never stop watching it.
Right.
It makes me want to write a letter to HBO Max.
Oh, yeah.
Should we do a letter writing campaign to HBO Max?
What do we? Yeah. And so it would be like, we love it.
We love it. And also, would you guys listen to this podcast? Maybe we can get HBO Max to listen to this podcast.
That would be something. That would be really something.
To get
else.
Them on our side? That would be amazing.
Oh, they should at least give us a shot.
Yeah.
If you work there, and you're listening to this, I mean, let us know.
Any network. Any.
If you have a full-time job, let us know.
Yeah. Oh, we definitely want to know if you have a full-time job.
Yeah.
We also, good for you.
Oh, my God. That's so hard right now.
And, Pat, you're trying out a new catchphrase, Pat said this the other night, and I said, this is your new catchphrase. And it begins with the words, in this. Do you remember the rest of it?
In this.
I'm going to set you up for it.
Okay, I think I remember.
And I'm going to say, if you've got a full-time job, good for you. Especially.
In this economy?
There it is.
I feel like we have said that as a people.
Mm-hmm.
Since the dawn of time, before there was currency, people were saying, people were making judgments on people's lives and also the cost of gas or the cost of rocks or whatever it used to be. And then they would say, in this economy?
Yeah.
And I do think about bringing it back because, let's be fair, this economy is dicey at the best. So if you've got a full-time job, first of all, and maybe you don't like it, a lot of people don't like it, but pat yourself on the back because you're doing something right.
Yeah.
And one day, maybe take my advice. One day you'll leave that job because they didn't make just one job. You know, there's a lot of fish in the sea and there's a lot of desks in the sea.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
I think, remember that there's two, we've had a couple of catchphrases. In this economy is one of them. And the other one was, remember when we were saying, well, I was saying it a lot, especially about my breakup, but we were saying it years ago, which was, that's my 9/11.
Oh, right. Yes, we were. Then someone really had
a reaction to it.
Yeah. So I think, now I'm going to say this too. Okay, this is controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you were impacted because someone you knew or you loved was impacted, maybe lost their life or whatever on 9/11, that is very sad. And I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah.
But for the rest of you idiots, you can't, I'm sorry. Excuse me, that was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to get offended, if I mention the day with it, we'll never forget Patriots Day or something, whatever it is. I highly recommend that you open a newspaper and find something much more worthy of your time to be offended by.
Yeah, yeah. Also, if you're offended by the mention of that, but not offended by the mention of, like, other people passing for other reasons that it's tragic as well, you know, reevaluate your life. And I stand by, you know, some things are tragic.
Some things really are.
And we're allowed to talk about it.
We can talk about it.
We don't, that's the one thing we don't do is we don't limit ourselves, you know. There's no line.
Right. I try not to. I'm only limiting my sodium.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's
I can barely get a ring on and off.
Yeah.
And I mean for a full year, I've been bloated.
You haven't been able to get, let me see. Oh, it's stuck on there. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your wedding ring still?
Yeah. I cannot get it off. Oh, that's right. You haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still on there. And, you know, I just love salt. I really do. You know, I think we're motivated by good. Different things. I love salt.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm a salty person more than a sweet person.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like, you know, after you go out to dinner. Well, first of all, dessert to me in general, just have it much later. You ever go to a restaurant like a, what's that one called? It's called, Austin's.
Fuddruckers?
Yes, Fuddruckers. And you have a whole meal, right? And you have stuffed yourself to the gills because someone wanted to get those Southwest egg rolls or whatever. I just imagined that. I think they have the Southwest egg rolls. Anyway.
At Fuddruckers?
Right?
Probably.
Everyone's got to. If you're a restaurant listening to this and you don't have Southwest egg rolls, I mean, check yourself.
Before you riggedy, because, you know, we love a South. I love a Southwest egg roll, and here's why. There's nothing surprising in there.
No. No, the surprise, it's all in the name. You can't get shocked. If someone brought you Southwest egg rolls, and for one moment you bat an eye and said, there's corn in here, check your idea. What did you think that was going to happen?
Right.
It is an egg roll that has Southwest filling in it.
Yeah.
And if there's not corn in the South, well, that is interesting, isn't it?
What, putting corn in there?
Well, the corn, do they grow corn in the Southwest?
I don't know if they grow it there, but they utilize it there.
Wow.
Really well.
What if this country goes full Civil War and we have to, there's an import-export tax on.
Inside.
So the part of the country that grows the corn, right, is withholding the corn from the Southwest. It could really change cuisines. I'm sorry, by the
way. That's like Hunger Games.
What is? Oh, right.
You know how it's divided up between people who can talk to birds and people who have fashion or whatever?
We're back to that birds. She said hoidly. I think she said something like hoidle. Now, why do I think she said hoidle? I don't know. But it was noticeable enough, the way that she was talking, that this gentleman said, now, in retrospect, you know, the story in my head, and I know that you don't know what movie I'm talking about, but the story in my head is, this man just said, you can't talk like that. And, you know, she was talking to the birds just fine.
Yeah, it's like, excuse you, I'm talking to birds.
Yeah. I wasn't talking to you. She wasn't, if I remember correctly, she was sitting outside talking to the birds, mm-hmm. feeding them. You know, was she a little bit loud? Yeah. Are we all a little bit loud? I mean, my hearing's going. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm practically screaming all
it's
day.
It's not getting
day.
Better. Yeah, it's not getting better.
It's not going to get better.
Yeah.
Anyway, he came in and he felt very empowered to say, you know, like, you're broken and I'll fix you. Not unlike, so this guy Ed Hacks, the guy in the suit, who, by the way, is very handsome. And
Shooter McGavin, remember from those Adam Sandler movies? Is that the guy you're
his
talking
name
about?
Is what?
I can't remember the actor's real name, but that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. But
wow.
I can remember that he played a character named Shooter McGavin.
Wow, that's a great name. Mm-hmm. I mean, it kind of sounds like a risky, like, bad boy.
Yeah, he was a jerk. That guy has always played a jerk. Mm-hmm. So when I see him come on screen, I don't trust him.
Right, right, right.
But I do love stunt casting like that. That makes me distrust, like, guys, Guy Pearce on Mayor of Easttown.
Guy Penis. Okay. I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for that because you know who's in that.
What?
Jean Smart.
I cannot believe the fact that this woman, I mean, I feel overwhelmed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's a beautiful woman. She's beautiful. She's talented. She's wonderful. And she's deserving of all the good things.
Yeah.
And if you haven't watched Hacks and you're still listening to this, please watch it.
Also, thanks for sticking by us. If you're still listening to this particular episode, even in general, just thank you.
Yeah, because we said we were going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And maybe some of you are like, well, I haven't seen it or I don't have an interest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, find an interest, okay?
Yeah, and I want to say this. If you are only now starting to realize the potential and the power of Jean Smart, you're doing it wrong.
Exactly.
If you didn't know from when she was Charlene on Designing Women that she was a comedic genius, you gotta do your research.
I wonder if she brought that huge rattan chair that she sat in as a comedic prop. Remember that she sat in that really big chair?
Yes, she did.
Remember?
Yeah.
No one said anything. No one said, why is she sitting in such a big rattan? It looked like it belonged outside.
Yeah. You know, if anybody was going to put a stop to it, it would have been Suzanne.
Oh.
No.
Dixie
Carter. Was that Suzanne? Yeah, Suzanne Sugarbaker.
Right.
Yes.
Because it must have just been...
Julia.
Imagine.
Suzanne was Delta Burke.
Okay.
Julia Sugarbaker.
Right.
Yeah.
Imagine. You know, sometimes you hear stories about actors, you know. But imagine if she was Jean, which I don't think that she was, because she seems very kind and probably amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if you show up first day of work on a television show and you're like, I brought my chair. My character would sit in this chair.
Yeah.
You know, I think, and I do think some people do stuff like that where you're like, everyone's like, well, I don't know. Do we want to have a fight about this chair, really?
Yeah, at what cost?
Absolutely. Whatever happened to the gentleman who worked on that show? What was his name? He was in Mannequin.
Meshack Taylor.
What happened?
I'm going to have to text Jose because I don't know if he is living. I think he passed. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
He was so young.
Yeah, remember him in Mannequin, though? Ugh.
He was wonderful. He had those glasses. Was it one? He was wearing sunglasses that were like one had a swoop and
mm-hmm.
the other one didn't.
First of all, he was one of the first black gay characters I've ever seen.
Ugh.
Back then.
Things are getting better. And I know that it's happening way too slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much pushback. And again, the world is very difficult. But you know, when we were kids, yeah, really there wasn't any of this. We were really living in the desert.
Oh, she texted back.
What?
Yeah, he did die.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, he died in 2014.
He was wonderful. He was so wonderful.
Yeah.
Really fun to watch.
Oh, A right? hoot. Oh, a absolutely. Hoot.
I gotta watch Mannequin again.
It holds up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It really, really does. There's so many fun people in Mannequin. Is the that one, right? The girl from Sex and the City that nobody likes.
Oh.
The one from the Blacklist. That's the scary guy from Blacklist.
Is that on CBS?
You know, I don't know. It might be.
I bet. If it's, I bet.
It sounds like it might be.
I'm just going to take a swing.
Yeah. The one guy from Police Academy.
The Siren Man?
No, I love that guy.
I love that guy. Can you imagine if you were married? Talk about it would never get dull.
No. That you'd be like, is the water running? Or is my husband pulling pranks?
I love that. I wonder if you could do an owl.
Oh, I bet he could. He could right. do anything.
He was amazing.
He could make it sound like you were speaking through a megaphone when you weren't.
I bet he's dead.
I'm going to text Joe.
I feel very confident. If he's not dead, truly. Because, you know, you peak early like that. And then, you know, I feel like, again, like it's a Hollywood thing where you peaked early. Mm-hmm. You made all these sounds and everyone thought, you're sitting on top of the world.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden people are like, you know, people's tastes change. And they're like, I only want people to sound like people. Well, excuse me. I'll have some of your cocaine now, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have great news. Josie texted me back immediately.
Okay.
He's alive.
Now, see, you could have pushed me over with a feather.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a miracle. I wonder what he's doing.
Yeah. I don't know. But he's been married 3 times, so I guess he's doing that a lot.
Well, it takes, you know...
A village.
I mean, I will say don't stick with the first one, unless you're happily married on your first marriage, but you're really a unicorn. I wonder if we could find him. Tell Josie, could she contact him and see if we could get him on this? Would you die if he came on and just did all the sounds?
I couldn't even be cool. I couldn't even pretend to be cool if his name is Michael Winslow. If he came on this podcast... Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? Oh, excuse us. There's a lawnmower. I mean.
A lawnmower. He could do a lawnmower so good.
He would do it. Oh. Anyway.
He would make you think your phone was ringing, even if you don't have a landline.
Oh, could he do a landline?
I bet he could.
Then now, we'd have to be careful with him, because I'd want him to do a lot of nostalgic things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet he'd be really good at a fax.
Oh, you said fax. I heard Facts of Life. I heard it.
I bet he could do both.
Yeah,
I bet he could do the theme song of Facts of Life.
Yeah.
To the using the instrumentation would be the sound of a fax.
Oh.
I don't know. See, now
that was so good.
Well, that was just me trying to, you know, kind of demonstrate what I meant, because they explained it good.
But that was you doing your impression of Michael Winslow doing his impression of the Facts of Life theme song if it were a fax machine sound.
Now, what if Facts of Life, FAX, and something else? It's just, you know how sometimes you have an idea and you don't know what you're going to do with it?
Yeah.
Think just...
There's something there. I'm going to write that down.
For myself. Yeah. Facts of Life. Oh. Is that... Now, you know how, like, a lot of young people, they sell old trash?
Yeah.
Why can't we sell old trash? Facts of Life. You walk in, mm-hmm. there's fax machines, there's rotary phones, there's whatever. And we could just go to like a dump, bring it in, and then the circle continues. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yes. Because some people would buy it ironically and some people would buy it unironically.
Can you imagine? And then we say to them, how are you going to hook up your fax machine? And they don't really know, but it's really not my problem at that point, because I've said it's a fax machine.
And they've bought it, so it's theirs. It's theirs to do whatever they want. You can use the paperweight if you want.
Right.
It's yours.
And I would, we could put a disclaimer on the store. Like, you know, if you're not familiar with how technology has evolved and changed, maybe just be mindful of that, but all purchases are final.
Yeah. Could you imagine if somebody came in and bought LaserDiscs?
Wow.
They wouldn't know.
Now, so those don't work anymore, is that right?
I don't think they ever worked.
Okay.
Maybe they did.
All right.
We were poor. I never had a LaserDisc in my whole life.
Ron had one LaserDisc. Caddyshack 2.
Oh, of course it was the sequel.
He said it was so rare. He didn't even let me open the package.
So you never even watched it?
We never watched it. Maybe there was something else in there. Maybe there was a big porno.
Did they make porn for LaserDisc?
Oh, can you imagine? Wasn't supposed to be the picture was so good. Maybe they did.
Maybe they did. I feel like there were a couple things that like were supposed to take off, like mini DV. You know, those little teeny tiny recording video things.
Right.
And also LaserDisc. I think people were doing a lot with discs back then, you know?
Yeah. I guess we were really high on them, weren't we?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Probably literally. People were probably doing coke off them. They were, you know, that was that era of extravagance back then.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But if we could sell things.
Yeah.
Well, I would, you know what I would want to do?
What's that?
You know how, like, everything is an immersive experience now?
Mm-hmm.
And they do, like, pop-up things.
Okay.
I remember seeing this. I saw that there was a Saved by the Bell pop-up one time when I was online. I saw it. And you could go into the restaurant that looked like the restaurant, the Max, from Saved by the Bell.
Oh.
Okay. And people do these pop-ups all over the place. They did one for Schitt's Creek, which I loved.
Right.
And they did various other ones, you know. I would do an Edna's Edibles pop-up. But I would do, so, you know, the bakery first.
What is that again?
That's from Facts of Life, Edna Garrett.
Oh, Edna, right?
Yeah. So I do Edna's Edibles pop-up, the bakery, and the downstairs of the house.
Okay.
Right? And then I would do the new Edna's Edibles and see if I could get Cloris Leachman to, like, pop in after they redid it for the 80s style.
Oh. I had some.
Oh, she just died.
What?
Oh, no. I just remember she died.
Heaven is full of angels. It's practically bursting the seams. Can you imagine how hilarious it is up there right now?
Oh, my God. With Edna and Beverly?
Yeah.
That was a character named Beverly.
Beverly. Beverly,
that came to me in a way that I didn't know was going to happen.
Hmm.
Just now, I was very proud of myself for thinking of the name Beverly.
You did great.
Thank you so much.
I love those names, by the way.
Yeah, we are. You remember you said Beverly is your favorite name to shorten because Bev, it's the best.
Oh, it's the best.
Because really of Aunt Beverly. Aunt Bev, yeah.
Aunt Beverly.
What a dream. What a dream the 80s were. Oh, my God. Remember yesterday?
No.
Oh. No, never mind.
Remind me, because I should.
Oh, okay.
This is only good for me if you remind me.
Oh, right. Remember we were driving down the street and we saw that Ferrari?
We were walking down the street and there was what I can only call, like, the scarlet letter of cars.
Yeah.
And by that I mean it was like November 6th, 1985.
Is that the year they went back? Is that when they went back to the future?
Oh, my God. Did I just say that by accident?
Oh, wait. I know October was one because my birthday pops up on Back to the Future because my birthday is October 21st.
Okay. Well, I just kind of picked it at random a little bit.
But I think November 6th is one of the dates. I really do. We're going to have to look it up. Either way.
Yeah, I got
to
look it up. But anyway, we saw this car and I thought, 1985 called and it's just ringing because there's no answering machines yet.
But if we had a store.
Yeah.
We could sell the answering machines. People could answer. Well, we saw a Ferrari, a red Ferrari.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Sure. But it looks, you know, it looked like a toy. Like,
it looked
real.
So low to the ground and flat.
Yeah, it looked wrong. Like, maybe don't drive it because you're going to get very hurt. Like, decapitation seems imminent.
Yeah.
In a car that low.
Yeah, it seems like you could go right under, just get your head lopped off.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. Well, I got to say, look, we're going to do a long one today, and I think I've covered, like, I really wanted to talk about this one-star review and just get it, you know what, release it into the atmosphere and say, I've said my piece.
Yeah.
You know? And you know what? I've actually come around. If you gave us one star, maybe you listened to the whole thing, you thought it wasn't for you, you thought it was my duty to give you one star. You're wrong, but that's okay, because just like I'm going to take my own advice, I'm going to find something better to be offended by.
Yeah. Not that, well, does that insult us?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll...
You know, I'm going to think about it for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with that, I think. But I think you're right. Point is, we shouldn't waste our time. We shouldn't give that person one iota of our time.
Right, exactly.
You know?
I wish you well.
Yeah.
Away from me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't wish him 100% well. You wish him an accident.
Oh, right. Like pooping your pants.
Yeah.
But not like... Yeah. Well, I don't need to get into it.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, not... You know sometimes when you poop, you're dehydrated, so it comes out like pellets a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't wish that one.
You don't want that one?
No, because that's easy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get home and you just empty out your underwear or whatever.
You shake it out.
Yeah, you shake it out.
And it looks like hamster food.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I wish, again, one messy little poop, you know, when you think, did I do something to deserve this? And you think back, and you're like, oh, I kind of mistreated a podcast that just
for two nice ladies. Yeah. Which is two nice ladies. That's the thing.
That's it. That's the entire thing. engage with what you want to engage in, you know. Anyway, I'll take that advice myself as, you know, sometimes this past year I've been like, oh, I should get on Yelp and just cause a little drama. But, you know, I didn't.
I think I only go on Yelp to do good reviews because it took me so long to figure out how to do it that I was like, I couldn't possibly figure this out under duress.
Right, exactly. Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do more of like, you know, if I don't like something but it's not hurting me, just keep it to myself. Mm-hmm. What's the harm in that?
Unless it's something like, I went to this restaurant, I got really bad food poisoning, and the restaurant was mean about it.
Okay, that's, that.
Then I, because you got a lot of people know because it's a public health thing.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. But if you went and you said, excuse me, there's corn in my Southwestern egg rolls, and then they said, and then they just look at you. You know how sometimes like a server will look at you because you said something very stupid?
Yeah.
Right. And then you go home and you think, I got to get on Yelp and I got to, there's corn. There was corn in them because it's a Southwest egg roll.
And the world's not going to be on your side.
Exactly. 100%. So it's said, all said with love. Again, it's, if it's not going to kill you or put you out, please do rate, review, and subscribe because it will only help us in the long run keep doing this. And if you're listening to it, if you've listened to us to this extent, then I think you want us to make more.
Whatever. You're in. Yeah, right. I think, yeah. If you, let's just say, if you've made it this far, you're going the distance with us.
Right. Exactly. Well, Megs, I'm going to read a mantra here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we got one. So the mantra for this week is...
from LGBTQIA original ally, Carol Doyle.
Oh, she's going to love hearing that. I know that she will. She's a good person.
She is. She's the best. We love her so much.
The only person you hurt when you don't call your aunt is your aunt.
Wow, that is so true. Oh my God, that blew my mind just now.
I thought that it was going to end differently, and I mean the last word. So, you know what?
Stuck the landing on that.
She really did.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great, because it makes you feel guilty, which is exactly, that works.
I hope it works. Yeah. I definitely want my nieces and nephews to call me, you know.
Right.
So much. Oh my God, did I tell you what my little dreamboat did?
No.
Okay. So the other day, for the first time in I don't know how long, I got on a plane. Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And my, all of my aunts and my mom and my cousins and obviously Vincent, were there. And they said to him, you know, watch out because Auntie Dunk's going to fly on a plane. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's four. So they, when they pointed to the sky, there was a plane going overhead.
Right.
And they videoed it. My cousin Lisa videoed it. And he goes running. He goes running and he screams up to the plane, come back. I felt like the biggest asshole in the world.
Well, you're not. You're really not. And that is so sweet.
Isn't it?
It really is. You know what, though? He's probably going to learn a valuable lesson, which is even when people go on planes, they come back.
I hope so. I hope that's the lesson he learns instead of the lesson of Auntie Dunk always leaves me.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, 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 no.
Okay.
You're good to those kids. They know.
I hope so.
They know. If I got on a plane, you know, Jeremy and Tino would probably call in a... They'd probably call the NSA and say... My aunt swallowed a bomb.
Yeah, they put you on the no-fly list for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. I can never tell them when I travel.
Actually, you should check. You might already be on it.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Is it connected to your credit?
It could be that because, you know, it looks like you got nothing to lose.
Right, right.
So it could be that. It could be the necrophilia thing could put you up there.
Right. My search history.
The identity thieving. Yeah, your search history is bad. I've seen some of it.
Yeah.
But accidental.
That's me taking an Ambien and, you know, I don't remember half that stuff.
Yeah.
I really don't. I mean, crocodile penis.
remember when you went on Ambien and ordered a full-size trampoline?
Oh, it paid off in spades, though. I mean, that one afternoon was amazing.
It was so fun. And then didn't you break your shoulder?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I broke my shoulder. They said, you know, yeah. They said, yeah. Boy, doctors have opinions, huh?
Yeah, they do. That was a little judgmental, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, so what? Yeah, I was on a trampoline by myself, and I'm drunk. So what? It didn't say. You know, if you're not supposed to do things like that, then it should come with packaging.
Then say it.
Are you kidding me?
You mean to tell me there's warnings that coffee's hot, but they can't tell you don't drink on a trampoline?
Exactly. Excuse me, this coffee's scalding hot. Oh, really? No shit. Oh, don't get on this trampoline drunk? Says who?
Mm-hmm. Nobody. Where's the Surgeon General telling you about that?
Ugh. This new Surgeon General, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know much.
I don't know much about him, and I think we should probably support him, because I think he's probably the first black Surgeon General.
Oh, then I'm back on board.
Yeah.
I wish him well.
I wish him wishing us well. Yeah. Just we'll write him a letter saying, like, hey, let people know about the trampoline thing.
Right. Yeah. I just thought it was safer.
To be drunk?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I thought the product was safer.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't come with that netting that goes around the, you know what I mean? The netting. It didn't come
that
with
shouldn't
that.
Be sold separately. That's not your fault.
Exactly. I thought that's what it all came with. Yeah. How am I not supposed to fly off of it?
Right.
Unbelievable.
Right. Well, I think that's probably a good place to talk about sticking the landing. That's a good place to stop. Read that mantra one more time, because I think it's the only person you hurt by not calling your aunt is your aunt.
Yeah, the only person you hurt when you don't call your aunt is your aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be darned if that's not true.
Yeah. So think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll be back next week with a guest that you're going to love.
Oh, we're very excited.
Oh, it's going to be so terrific. So please do come back next week. Rate and review and subscribe to us or whatever. Throw us an email. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you hate. Tell us something. Tell us something.
Yeah. Oh, tell me something good.
Oh, God. I hope that's something that they like.
Yeah. Me too. All right. Well, speaking of things I like, how about this? I love you.
I love you, Megs.
I love you, Pat. All right.